Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're tapping into our country roots, y'all.
This is My Kind of Country, a music competition that travels the globe to break the next country music star.
And heading out into nature.
I thought we left it there when we were rescued, but now I realize we brought it back with us.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, March 24th to Sunday, March 26th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Our favorite kilty pleasure has a return date. Starz announced Thursday that the seventh season of Outlander will premiere on June 16th. The news came with an unexpected additional tidbit, which is that the expanded seventh season, 16 episodes in total, will now be split into two parts with 8 episodes each. The back half of the episodes won't air until 2024. You can see first look images of the new season on EW.com, including a wistful Claire, a perturbed Jamie, a haunting Ian, and shots of Bree and Roger, as well as Lord John Grey and a grown-up William in heated conversation. Florence Pugh's Kitchen is calling. In addition to this weekend's A Good Person, the Oscar-nominated actress is set to star in two of the year's biggest movies with Oppenheimer and Dune Part 2. Now, all that emoting would make anyone hungry, which is perhaps why Pugh is still hoping to turn her pandemic-era Cooking with Flo videos into a proper food show. On the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, Pugh told host Josh Horowitz, quote, "When I started that in the pandemic, there was real conversations throughout, but just due to shooting schedules and it not quite being the right style of show, we just had to put it on a back burner. But it's definitely in the works. It's happening. We're trying to make something happen." Pugh credits her knack for cooking to her family, whose bond was strengthened by their shared love of food. Cheryl Lee Ralph says that she was sexually assaulted by a, quote, "famous TV judge" while attending an event years ago. The Abbott Elementary star opened up about the experience during an interview on the Way Up with Angela Yee podcast on Tuesday, adding that an executive at the network, which she wouldn't name, witnessed the alleged assault and asked her not to report it to avoid getting any bad press for the judge's new show. Have a listen.
"I'm at a very public place. I have on, like you see me, I was suited. I had my suit on. I was handling my business for the television show I was on at that time. He and I were on the same network. This man walked in, grabbed me by the back of my neck, turned me around, and rammed his nasty tongue down my throat."
"Oh, my God.
Are you serious?"
"And everybody at the network saw it. And the mayor of New Orleans at the time was, why am I blanking on his name?
Mark Morial?
Mark Morial. I called Mark Morial. Mark Morial, he said, 'You want me to send the police there right now? Because we will fix his you-know-what right now.' Somebody at the network tapped me on the shoulder. They said, 'Please don't.' Do you know that they did not want any bad press?"
"Yeah, I can believe
around
it.
Around their show."
"Yeah.
And did not care what had just happened to me. It wasn't so bad after all, was it?"
Well, by the way, prior to telling that story, Ralph confirmed that Greg Mathis was not the judge to whom she was referring. Representatives for Ralph did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. And Gunter Nizzotta, a recurring fan-favorite competitive bidder on A&E's Storage Wars, died this week from lung cancer complications. He was 67. Nizzotta appeared on multiple seasons of the show between 2015 and 2019. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 5.
Kiefer Sutherland returns to the thriller genre for this weekend's number 5 pick, but this time, he doesn't know Jack. Bauer, that is. The Paramount Plus thriller Rabbit Hole features the 24 alum as John Weir, a highly skilled corporate spy who finds his world turned upside down when he's framed for murder while on a job. Now, John will stumble into a bigger plot that puts democracy in the crosshairs and has him questioning everything. But who knows if we can even trust a man who can't trust himself? Have a listen to this preview.
Oh.
No, wait.
How do I always pick the weird stalker guys?
I'm not a... That's not what I'm doing.
It's not the... What is this?
Look, I just need to know what you were doing at 35th and 9th.
God, are you following me? Please,
I'm
go away.
You, please,
you know what? There's a
question.
Cop right there. Do I need to go talk to
him? I need to know who you
are. Oh, my God. I hate dating apps. I swear to God I'm going to smash my phone for my own good. Look, I'm going to walk that way and you're not. You understand?
You're talking about dating apps.
I swiped on you at the bar. That's how I found you.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah? What's this?
The first two episodes of Rabbit Hole start streaming Sunday on Paramount Plus. We're headed to Music City for today's number 4 pick. Reese Witherspoon and Kacey Musgraves executive produce and star as quasi-hosts of the music competition, My Kind of Country. Now, why Reese, you ask? Well, she is a Tennessee girl after all. And don't forget, she won an Oscar for her portrayal of country legend June Carter Cash. I will let Witherspoon and Musgraves explain the premise and give you a little taste of the competition in the trailer.
Hello.
Hi. We got together a long time ago.
We were talking about how country music should stop limiting people and start opening doors. It's music brought over from all over the world.
The bluegrass, the folk, the gospel. There's so many threads woven through country music.
This is My Kind of Country, a music competition that travels the globe to break the next country music star. We're partnering with 3 trailblazing country musicians. Jimmy Allen.
It took me 11 years to get a record deal. I lived in my car.
Mickey Guyton.
I was the first Black female solo artist to earn a Grammy nomination in a country category.
Orville Peck.
My mask allows me to be more vulnerable and share my perspective as a gay country artist.
They are going to search the world for musicians and invite them to Nashville.
Oh my gosh.
Ultimately, there will be one person who wins a life-changing prize from Apple Music.
This is the reason why you let your kids follow their dreams.
Got my bag packed here. Nashville, I'm coming.
Welcome to Nashville.
They say country music is 3 chords in the truth. It's singing about life and your life story.
I don't feel like I can express myself in English, so I sing in Spanish.
I struggle with my own inner voice a little bit, but when I get to sing, I feel totally whole.
That was so sincere and beautiful. And that is country music. That's what makes you
different. There's just so much potential for something I don't think anybody's ever seen before in country music.
The people that I love in country music, they don't look like me. I'm ready to show people what they've been missing.
So Jimmy Allen, Mickey Guyton, and Orville Peck will each pick 4 artists for their teams, people who come from everywhere, from Nashville and North Carolina to India, South Africa, and Mexico. The first 3 episodes of My Kind of Country are streaming now on Apple TV Plus, with 3 more dropping next Friday and the final 2 on April 7th. Anger management takes a whole new form in our next pick, John Wick Chapter 4. Keanu Reeves is reprising his role as John Wick, the retired hitman turned assassin. Now, picking up after the events of Chapter 3 Parabellum, Wick has now defeated a high-ranking member of the High Table, the group of global leaders with seedy intentions. Now, other members of the organization are after Wick, and new characters are joining the franchise, including Bill Skarsgård's Marquis Vincent de Gramont and Rina Sawayama's Akira. Here is Reeves on The Tonight Show this week, discussing all the action you can expect in the movie.
I read somewhere there's 14 action sequences.
Yeah.
And it's all choreographed brilliantly.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time. I mean, it's always, well, I can't say
it. Is there improvising ever?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
And does that end well?
Well, I mean, I like...
No.
Yes, no. No humans were harmed in the making of this film.
Thank you, yeah.
There's a lot of... I mean, the director, visionary Chad Stahelski, is very inventive, and he really wants to create different kinds of environments or ways in the storytelling for the action. And
he's got to be a genius, because, I mean, this is the fourth one, and you're still reinventing new ways to go, oh, that shot is gorgeous. How did you even come up with that? The car's on its side, the light's hitting you at a certain thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's just your...
Cinema.
It feels like cinema.
Cinema.
It feels like you're watching... Yes!
Cinema.
Cinema, indeed. Well, these action movies are not for the faint of heart. Of course, it is nonstop blood, gore, and battles from the moment the movie starts. So buckle up. It is time for John Wick Chapter 4 in theaters now.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. If there is one thing you can rely on John Wick for, it's destruction, action, and chaos. All right, well, that's actually three things, but I digress. Anyway, did you know that the original John Wick film had a different name, and Keanu Reeves seemingly had a part in changing it? What was the original title? Heated, Scorn, or Never Back Down? Stick around for that answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. TV's biggest drama right now, okay, maybe not ratings-wise, but pop culturally for sure, is the unscripted one playing out on Bravo's Vanderpump Rules. Since the very public breakup earlier this month of stars Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox amidst the revelation that he's been cheating on her with friend and co-star Raquel Levis, all eyes have been on the show as episodes start to catch up with when the affair supposedly started. Now, to help drum up more drama, the show put out a preview this week teasing what's to come this season, and it, and especially the last line, is our soundbite of the week.
Having sex like four times a year.
I cannot have sex with somebody who feels like a stranger.
Open relationships are f***ing tough.
This is a full-blown love affair.
I wish we both would have tried harder.
You don't deserve one f***ing tear of mine.
She saw the both of you at the Abbey together.
You don't know what's going on between us.
I don't f***ing regret our relationship.
I had so much rage in me.
We'll learn how to deal with your problems.
You want anything?
For you to die.
Number two. All good things must come to an end, my friends. And in the case of this weekend's number two pick, it's such a good thing that it's won the Best Drama Emmy twice. I'm talking about Succession, which kicks off its final season on Sunday. Brian Cox, Jeremy Strong, Sarah Snook, Kieran Culkin, Matthew McFadden, and the rest of the unruly gang are back to finally hopefully see who in this wealthy media empire will take over the family business from dear old dad, Logan Roy. Now, it's possible, of course, that it could be none of them. And that's what makes the backstabbing and manipulation all the more juicy. Have a listen to the trailer.
Why does everyone ask how I'm feeling?
I got done a huge deal. I got the election. I got ATN. I got plenty on my plate.
He's on the floor, Tom.
Explain to me what he's doing.
He's moseying, terrifyingly moseying. It's like if Santa Claus was a hitman.
We were cut out behind our backs. But there's a shape for things for us. We partner up with Sandy and Stewie, with Pierce. Death wrestling ogres.
Excited to get into this knife fight?
Let's blow it up.
I'm not authorized to let you take off.
It's Dad. You know, in Buddhism, sometimes your greatest tormentor can also be your most perceptive teacher.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Buddha, nice Tom Fords.
There's a night of the long knives coming. I need a fire breather.
You'll help
with maths.
You really want me?
I need you.
Mr. Mencken, my most unworthy opponent.
Still clinging to your slice of pie.
What are you at now?
1%.
The fear is it could get squeezed.
Squeezed down?
Mm-hmm.
From 1? Because that's the lowest number.
I love you, but you are not serious people.
I have it on good authority. There is a kill list.
Ken, is your head on straight?
We've been schooled by a barbarian that goes by the name Logan Roy.
I mean, he's out of control. You want to clear the air? You're a snake.
You have hurt me more than you can possibly imagine.
I have some concerns about your old man.
I will sue, and I will go public.
You point your finger at me, I point my finger at you.
We are going to grind you down, man. We are sand in the gears. I hate you. Do you understand that?
Loud and clear.
Good. Done.
I'm going to build something bigger, faster, wilder.
I want to kill the opposition. Cut their throats. We are pirates!
Well, sounds like Logan definitely has lots of fans in his corner, but of course you never know what tricks his kids have up their sleeves. The final season of Succession gets underway Sunday at 9 on HBO. The family drama The Way Home wraps up its first season Sunday night at 8 on Hallmark. If you aren't familiar, it's about three generations of women in one family who are working on their own relationship, and they get a little help when Kat and her daughter Alice discover a way to time travel. When Kyler Lee, who plays Kat, isn't jumping between decades, we wondered, what you watching?
I have been doing the entire Star Wars chronology with my son, who's 19. And so we are currently catching up on The Bad Batch, which is the animated series that came after The Clone Wars, which is like both of our favorite part of Star Wars was actually the animated Clone Wars. So that moving into The Bad Batch, which just started season 2 on Disney Plus, has just been so much fun. We have all of our theories and, you know, our favorite characters are on that show. So that, and then we're going to move into The Mandalorian. And I am so excited because we are total Star Wars nerds and it's a great bonding time for the two of us. So we just get to dive into it together and just, it's been wonderful sharing that experience with him. So that's what I'm watching.
Buzz, buzz, it's finally time for the return of Yellow Jackets, this weekend's number one pick. The hit Showtime drama grabbed viewers' attention with a first season full of twists, turns, and just a little bit of cannibalism. And with season 2, the series has no intention of slowing down. Even teen Shauna, Sophie Nalisse, was shocked when reading the scripts. Have a listen.
What's so cool about the season, I feel like, can't say because I haven't seen anything, but just by reading the scripts, like every end of episode, we were all like, oh, this was such a cool one. And then we get the next one, we're like, this is such a cool one too. And we were like trying to think back at the end of the season when we finished shooting it, like, what happens again in one? What happens again in two? And there's just so much going on in every single episode.
And if you thought season one was dark, well, you might want to prepare yourself. As winter hits, our favorite stranded teens are going to experience new levels of survival in the wilderness. And that's not even getting into the latter part of the season. Just ask teen Lottie herself, Courtney Eaton.
It's so hot until you see everything edited together. I think six onwards just has this like heaviness and darkness, and you just see the group heading towards this place that you don't know whether they can come back from or where they're gonna go. And those episodes as a group are just like so exciting, and I don't think people have seen stuff like that before. And I really do think people, like everyone, put in such incredible work. Yeah, I think those last few episodes are gonna be really fun.
Well, at least we know they survive. Some of them do, anyway. Catch all the drama when Yellow Jackets return Sunday night at 9 on Showtime. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What was the original title for John Wick? Heated, Scorn, or Never Back Down? But what's he saying? Hell hath no fury like a woman, and apparently John Wick, Scorn. The movie was shot under the name Scorn and was being promoted as such until Keanu Reeves began doing press for the movie and constantly referred to it as John Wick. Execs decided it was best to change the name to not waste all of that amazing advertising Reeves was already given to the movie. Well, that is our show for this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Sheff, Dan Snearson, Sam Heifel, and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio. Produced by Ashley Boucher. Hosted and produced by Jared Hall. And executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.